5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey everybody, welcome to the press. It's our final show of the week, and today we are going to talk about the DP World Tour 2024 debut in the United Arab Emirates. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to the show. On Monday's show, we went over our opening lines, first clicks for the Sony Open in Hawaii. Yesterday, we went over the model, course history, courses for courses, current form for Sony, and then we'll wrap up the week as we typically do with everything else. So Dubai Invitational is a first-year event on the DP World Tour. It is a very limited field. There's 60 players, and they're playing for a $2.5 million purse. They're playing at the Dubai Creek Resort, which is not one of the venues you typically think of when you think of the DP World Tour in the UAE, particularly in Dubai. Typically, you're thinking about Jumeirah Golf Estates or Emirates Golf Club. This is neither of those venues, but they're all, you know, fairly close together. I mean, Dubai is a big city, but it's not that huge. And it's not that far away from the other venues. That all said, it's a little bit different, a little more resorty, probably closer to Emirates Golf Club than Jumeirah Golf Estates, which is a Greg Norman design. Emirates Golf Club is pretty much a traditional Florida golf club in the desert, in the UAE. And that's what you kind of get here. Maybe a little bit rosier in terms of flower plantings and things like that because it's a resort, but not that different. So, again, 60 players, no cut, free money for everybody. If you've got five players in the top 50 in the world who are competing this week, you would assume all of them are playing next week for the Hero Dubai Desert Classic, but we focus on this week now. As you're going to see, the top of the board is probably where you're going to make your plays, but we do want to touch on a couple guys here in a shorter show. Now, Rory McIlroy's top of the table. This is an offshore book I'm looking at right now, but you could look at this a whole bunch of other places. You could look at a DraftKings. Take your pick. Rory McIlroy is the favorite, and he's the favorite by a lot. In this offshore book, he is plus 300. At DraftKings, he is plus 275. So, you know, shop around. But the market got on McIlroy pretty quickly. Rory opened up plus 350, I believe. So, some money has clearly come in on the guy. Tommy Fleetwood is 8 to 1. Offshore, he's plus 8.5 to 1. So, again, DraftKings isn't giving you the best number here. Look around, look for it. As I've mentioned before, Bet Rivers tends to give some good golf numbers. Bet365 gives some good golf numbers. And then you don't get the best of it at FanDuel or DraftKings. Typically, DraftKings will give you a better number the more down the board that you go. FanDuel, not so much. And they're pretty comparable at the top numbers. But this is one of those events where the handle, if anything, is going to be largely concentrated for these big books at the best players. Everything else is kind of irrelevant. So McIlroy plus 275 at DK. Tommy Fleetwood plus 800. Nikolai Højgaard 11 to 1. Rasmus Højgaard 14 to 1 along with Adrian Meronk. Torbjørn Olesen is 16 to 1. Ryan Fox is 18 to 1. Yannick Paul is 22 to 1. Jordan Smith 25, Tristan Lawrence, 28, Jorge Campillo and Ewan Ferguson, Dan Bradbury, all 35. I think Dan Bradbury's worth a look. Xander Lombard, Antoine Rosner, Adrian Otegi, 40, your 45s, Henny Duplessis, Jaus Luiten, Nathan Kimsey, Richard Mansell, and Sebastian Soderbergh. Richard Mansell, I do want to point out, came on strong toward the end of the year. He really struggled in the first 8-9 months of the year. Played well toward the end, so worth a consideration there. I kind of like Marcel Siem at 50-1 because he is one of the few better players, one of the few players who won last year that competed in any of the events of the DP World Tour in the swing where they had co-sanctioned events basically each week for the first couple weeks between Australia and South Africa. He finished tied for 16th in Mauritius. That's not a great field, but he did finish well in that field. So played more recently, has a feel-good finish. I think that's worth something. A lot of people seem to like Grant Forrest this week at 55-1. I'm not sold on that. Cal Smuja, 80-1. Apparently getting ready for his transition to live. Guido Migliozzi is 80-1. I mean, just a few weeks ago, he was 20-1, 25-1. So keep that in mind. Get a little bit deeper. Audrey Arnaz, people who thought he was going to live, and maybe he still is, but he's 110-1. So might be on his way out here. Hurley Long, 250-1. Kind of interesting to me. But you get a lot of players in this field that really have almost no chance of winning. Matthew Baldwin might be interesting to some people. But really, I want to concentrate my interest at the top of the board. I think this is going to be a short winner. McIlroy's most likely. Fleetwood does his damage in the UAE in Abu Dhabi, and that's been shifted on the schedule. So he plays well in the UAE, but especially well in the Abu Dhabi courses. So I don't know that this appeals to him quite as much. Nikolai Højgaard's worth a look, for sure. Had a really great finish to the year. And figured out a way to win in the UAE. So I do like his chances here. 11-1 is a decent number. I would like to see it a little bit deeper, but that's not possible. He dropped down to 51 last week, by the way. I mean, he hadn't played, but his last two starts, second place in South Africa to Max Homa, and then won the DP World Tour Championship. So he has been raking in some bucks recently. Maronk, I like. But I don't love here. Ryan Fox, I like, but don't love here. I like Yannick Paul here, just because of the quality of ball striking. Most of these guys have not played this venue, or have not played it competitively. So I do like what he brings to the table in just terms of steadiness. I really do like Ryan Fox's game a lot. It travels very well. I didn't see too much out of him that I loved in the limited time that we saw him. At the tail end of the year, just pulling up his form record. I mean, he kind of fell off toward the end. He won the BMW PGA for the biggest win of his career and then just kind of fell off. I mean, he played well in Dunhill Links, but that would turn into a 54-hole affair, all washed out. So no offense to that, but I'm not taking much stock from that. And the other events were just not good. So I understand why his odds are relatively low here, but I don't know what he's bringing to the table. I do like Jorge Campillo. I tend to bet him a little bit more than most. 35-1. Dan Bradbury interests me a fair amount at 35-1. Richard Mansell really did come on at the tail end of the year. I do like him. And then Marcel Siem are the guys I talked about there. Again, not a lot to build off of here. We don't know the venue. We don't have a tournament history. I think this thing could be a blowout. So if you wanted to think about tournament props and winning margin and those types of things, if you wanted to go look for that, okay, fine. If you want to go into a double or triple chance market, I don't think that's really worth it. You would just place these bets separately. For example, two chances to win. Rory McIlroy and Nikolai Højgaard. That's plus 185. Well, why wouldn't you just bet each of them separately? You get one at plus 275. So if you bet them equally, you're going to pay for the bet and then some. And Nikolai Højgaard, you're going to get 11. So what are we talking about here? Why? I don't understand why people do these double and triple chance things. You got to think those names through. Just a little betting education there. You just got to think that stuff through. We're like, oh, I get both golfers. Well, Instead, why don't you bet half that bet on each of them? That sometimes they just, these things typically do not make a whole heck of a lot of sense. So please don't do that. Nationality props, I do want to just look at briefly. Want to see if I can find a good rest of the world bet. But there really isn't a lot to work with here. Maybe Ryan Fox is your guy at plus 200 there, because the rest of the world includes South Africa and Asian players, two Chinese players, Ashun Wu and Hao Tong Li. So maybe that, and those guys really don't have a good chance of winning this, I don't think. If you thought for some reason like Xander Lombard would play well, which I'm not saying he would, he kind of disappointed me in the fall events, but maybe you look at him at plus 500 here. If you're looking in the Danish realm, you've got the Battle of the Højgaards, so you could play them straight up, but you also have Olsen, Marcus Helligkild, who is a guy I think a lot of people are going to look at this year over the totality of the season to play very well. I don't know if I'm willing to go for him here where he starts, and I know McIlroy and to a lesser degree Fleetwood and certainly Nikolai Højgaard have had some feel-goods lately that are better than his, but just want to point him out as someone we will probably come back to with regularity, or at least I hope we come back to before the breakout happens and his odds go from 50 to 75 to 1 in a tournament to 30 to 50 to 1 or shorter. But I do want to point him out this year. And if you do want to look at a top German player, you effectively turn this into a matchup play, because I don't think Hurley Long, Max Kiefer, or Nick Basham are going to play especially well here. But then you have Yannick Paul plus 140 and Marcel Siem plus 275. I could go either way, but if you wanted to bet Marcel Siem here, that wouldn't be a bad way to go after it either. And maybe a way of playing that a little differently. If you wanted to bet both, then, obviously you're not going to get your money back. You can't, you can't find a way to come out ahead there if you bet them both. Then you'd have to go to Siem and Basham or something like that for that to work out. But Yannick Paul is, I think, a good bet at that 20-something number to win the tournament. He doesn't win frequently, and if you did want to look at maybe a top 10 for him, that's not bad. I mean, it's plus 190 on a top 10. You only have to beat 50 players. I could go with that. So if you think... you can keep those separate. I was thinking about, because of being a short field, you might just want to go with the top 10 bet, but the short field, it's not short enough. it needs to be kind of 50 or less, I think, for that to really work out. So, that all said, that's kind of what I'm looking at here. I'm really not going to bet this too much. I might put a couple dollars here and there just to have something to wake up to and be interested in. But this tournament, being new, being short field, being one where you have five players who are clearly better than everybody else, if not six, then I'm just going to say, have at it and have a good time. And I don't think Torbjørn Olsen is one of them. I think 16-1 is way too short for him. But maybe they're trying to tell you something if the Thunder Bear is there. So I'll just bring him up because I don't want to short you that information. He did have a nice fall, a really nice fall. Two T9s, third place in South Africa, 26th at the DP World Tour Championship, T17 in the Spanish Open, T10 in the French Open. Those are all very good finishes. But if you want to add in the BMW PGA Championship, he was T33. So against a nominally better field, he dropped down the board pretty significantly. Just want to keep that on your radar. He's T16 because he's had a good run, but as soon as he runs into better competition, he's not quite there that yet on the comeback trail. So just want to acknowledge that about him as well. All right, that's going to do it for us today and this week on The Press. Thank you so much for listening. Very much appreciated. If you got any questions, email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. Join Golf News Net for $40 a year. Get access to all of our tools. Just redesign the homepage for, or the section page for golf betting and fantasy golf advice. Much easier to navigate, looks really good, very happy with it. And you get access to all the tools we've created for our PGA Tour research, including strokes gained by round, which I think is really helpful for showdown players and people who are live betting in tournaments. We'll be back next week with another slate of shows. We'll talk about the American Express, talk about the Dubai Desert Classic. We've got the LPGA back. We've got, I think, the first event for the Korn Ferry Tour. They start their Bahamas swing. No one bets that, but we can talk about it for a couple seconds. And the Champions Tour, I think, is back next week as well, at not too far from where they just played at Kapalua. So lots and lots of fun coming as we get this season starting to ramp up. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you next week on The Press. Good luck with your bets, everybody.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.